السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشہد ان محمدًا عبدہ ورسولہ. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ رب العالمین الرحمن الرحیم مالک یوم الدین إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Preparations for the Jalsa take months. In fact, they begin immediately after the Jalsa concludes. The intensity of the preparations increases several weeks prior to the Jalsa, and it reaches its peak 1 or 2 weeks before the Jalsa. During the days of the Jalsa, thousands of volunteers, girls, women, children, men, elders and youths serve tirelessly to the best of their abilities and with the utmost sincerity. They not only provide comfort to Ahmadi guests, but along with catering for the needs of non-Ahmadi and non-Muslim guests who attend from countries around the world, they also portray the true image of Islam. And in doing so, they engage in a silent form of preaching. As such, every volunteer who serves in any department of the Jalsa deserves our gratitude. May Allah the Almighty grant them the best reward for their service. Similarly, besides those volunteers who served directly at the Jalsa, there are workers of MTA, many of whom are volunteers. They too deserve our gratitude, as they made every possible effort to broadcast the proceedings of the Jalsa to every corner of the world in an excellent manner. This too is a powerful means of tabligh, i.e. propagating the true message of Islam. Likewise, the press and media departments played their role in disseminating news. This includes both the central press department and the UK press department, and managed to reach millions of people. Men and women alike contributed towards this. As in previous years, many volunteers from Majlis Khudam Al-Ahmadiyya Canada came to assist the workers who help with dismantling and wind up the Jalsa after its conclusion. And now, volunteers from Australia have also started coming. They are also working with great diligence, and they too deserve our gratitude. May Allah the Almighty reward them as well. The impression that is left upon non-Ahmadi guests by the workers presents before them the true image of both Jamaat and Islam, and they are deeply moved. They send countless sentiments and also express their gratitude.
اس سے جماعت اور اسلام کی
At present, I will present some of those sentiments out of what I have selected. It may not be possible to present all of them, however, I will at least present some of them. Similarly, I would like to personally express my heartfelt gratitude to all the male and female volunteers as well, who rendered such selfless service. At the same time, they should remember that they themselves ought to be grateful to Allah the Almighty for granting them all the opportunity and ability to serve the guests of the Promised Messiah alayhi salam. The expressions of gratitude you receive from others should make you even more humble. Submit even more before Allah the Almighty and be grateful to Him. May Allah the Almighty enable you to do so. As I mentioned, I will present some of the guest impressions. The first one which I have present before me is that of Mr. Lamin Jabi Sahib, Gambia's Minister for Communications and Digital Economy. He says, having witnessed the Jalsa Salana, I was deeply astonished by the profound reality before me. This is a great global event which is founded upon a spirit of selfless sacrifice and a silent, unwavering sacrifice. It is deeply moving to learn that such a vast gathering began in Qadian with only 75 people. And in terms of its organization, it has taken the form of a remarkable feat. It is broadcast via satellite to 200 countries around the world. I was also amazed that no police are required for the arrangements. There is no material incentive involved. Corporate executives, doctors, and young people set aside their worldly positions and voluntarily cleaned the floors, cooked food over fires, and directed traffic. Then, when the call for prayer was given, this enthusiastic gathering, comprising people of different nationalities, immediately fell into complete silence, so much so that one could not even hear the sound of a pin drop. To witness this living reality of such immense discipline and spirituality is seldom seen in today's materialistic world. He further says, taking part in the international bayat, whereby thousands of people who were filled with fervent emotions formed a human chain and connected with their imam, made this an unbelievable reality of such a unique bond. My lasting impression is that the great global influence of the community is not the result of any material wealth or any political reasons. Rather, it is the fruit of a commitment to perfect righteousness and a sincere, practical message of peace. From Nigeria, a king named Oba Gehende Gwadewole, who administers approximately half of a state, says, when I departed to attend the Jalsa Salana UK, I had absolutely no idea that I was about to become part of such a magnificent, organized, and spiritual gathering that would leave such a profound impression upon my life. Upon arriving here, I witnessed not only an extraordinary example of discipline, brotherhood, and service to humanity, but also people from different countries and nationalities bound together by love, respect, and brotherhood. We were received with exceptionally sincere hospitality, which will always remain a cherished part of our memories. I had the opportunity to learn a great deal here, but the most memorable moment was meeting the Imam of the community and listening to his addresses, from which I learned many lessons. I also heard a report about the worldwide progress of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, which was truly astonishing. He then says, "Your motto, love for all, hatred for none, is not merely a slogan. It is the practical identity of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. If the world were to adopt the spirit of love, tolerance and respect for humanity, then without a doubt, the world could become a cradle of peace." He continues, "The live programs being broadcast in different languages around the world also greatly amazed me. His wife, who is a princess, expressed similar sentiments. She said, "What surprised me and pleased me the most were the exemplary arrangements made for women and the respect, freedom, and dignified environment provided for them. Seeing thousands of women arriving and departing in such an organized manner and participating in the Jalsa with complete dignity changed many of my perceptions about Islam. I felt that the Ahmadiyya Muslim community had presented in practical form and in accordance with Islamic teachings the respect owed to women and their rights." There was a guest from Senegal, Mr. Alioune Badara Sam, a former governor of St. Louis. He says, "What impressed me the most was the excellent organization. Despite the very large number of participants, it was clear that the Jalsa had been organized with the utmost efficiency." The system of transport was also excellent. The volunteers were courteous and always available. I listened attentively to all the speeches. Now, even non-Ahmadi guests do not merely sit through the speeches. They say that they listen to them attentively. The arrangements for different languages were also excellent, enabling us to understand all the speeches and messages clearly. Throughout the Jalsa, the message that repeatedly stood out was the message of love, peace, and brotherhood. Similarly, Mr. Rao Dutta Sahib, a lawyer and barrister from Luxembourg, attended the Jalsa for the first time with his son. He says, "The 3 days of the Jalsa became some of the most important days of my life. For the first time, I witnessed such a large, organized, and dignified Islamic gathering. Despite the enormous number of people, the entire event was being managed by volunteers in an exceptionally efficient manner. I felt as though the people who had come from different countries were members of one family. Every volunteer was engaged in serving the guests with a smile. Every worker on duty treated each guest with such love, respect, and attention, as though that individual was the most important and honored person there. Witnessing the global bayat ceremony usually has a profound impact on the guests." He says, "The sight of the international bayat was also deeply moving and unforgettable for me. Seeing thousands of people from different countries pledge allegiance at the hand of a single imam and pray before Allah the Almighty with the utmost humility was a faith-inspiring and spiritual experience that left a profound impression upon my heart. He then says, "I also had the opportunity to meet the Imam of the community. At first, I was nervous, but after meeting him, my nervousness disappeared. There were certain thoughts and feelings in my heart that I wanted to ask him about, yet without my even asking, He himself raised those very matters with me and explained them. There is also a new convert, Elijah Gabriel, who says, before accepting Islam, I was a Christian. We were always taught that faith is tied to music. And this has indeed become widely prevalent in the world today, the idea that music is essential. But I was never able to find genuine spiritual peace or closeness to God through that approach. Even after becoming a Muslim, I would pray, but I never found the ability to weep and supplicate from the heart. But when the opportunity came to take the Pledge of Allegiance at the Jalsa Salana, a spiritual state came over me that I cannot express in words. I continued in a state of remorse over my sins, seeking forgiveness without pause. I kept making supplications, and tears flowed from my eyes beyond my control. A spiritual connection was established with the Khilafat, and a spiritual connection was established with Allah the Almighty. After that, it was time for prayers, and the spiritual state continued to stay with me throughout the prayer. I walked out of the Jalsagar in this very state, and I did not even notice that I had forgotten to put my shoes on. I walked to the washrooms in that same condition, and a volunteer standing there noticed that I was bare feet. He took off his own shoes and handed them to me, saying, please wear these, as you will hurt yourself going in without shoes. This small incident strengthened my faith even further. That is, this is a truly divinely established community, where one person is always ready to help their brother. Thus, Ahmadi volunteers and workers who look after the guests in this way also become a means to strengthen people's faith. A professor from the Czech Republic, Professor Jaroslav Frank, attended the Jalsa along with another professor, Malik Chaker Sahib. They said, we were so moved by the Jalsa Salana that we cannot adequately express our feelings. On returning to the Czech Republic, the only thing we will be able to tell our students and fellow professors is that they must come here themselves and experience this magnificent gathering, one that is filled with spirituality and completed with the finest arrangements. They further said, people from different corners of the world had gathered in one place in a spirit of love, peace, and brotherhood. The experience of meeting people after the prayers was extremely pleasant and deeply moving. It was a joy to see how a single faith is binding people from across the world in a bond of love, peace, and unity. Through the address of the Khalifa of the time, we gained a true understanding of Islam and taqwa, i.e. righteousness. We acquired a deep comprehension and knowledge of the subject. They also said that the coverage through MTA reaching across the world was equally remarkable. Soleh Sahiba attended the Jalsa from Kazakhstan. She says, it was a spiritually uplifting and memorable Jalsa that left a deeply pleasant and lasting impression on my heart. The addresses of the leader of the community and other speakers shed light on important themes such as faith, high moral standards, peace, mutual harmony, family values, the upbringing of youth, and service to society. What moved me the most was the atmosphere of brotherhood among the people from different nations and the conversations centered on peace and goodwill. Professor Dr. Braid Sharf, a professor of law from the United States, also attended. He says, I have had the opportunity to attend various international conferences and conventions around the world. But the experience of Jalsa Salana UK has been unique among them all. I had the chance to meet guests from over 100 countries, from different faiths, nationalities, and walks of life. And every single one of them shared the same view that the atmosphere of love, respect, peace, and mutual brotherhood found here is truly extraordinary. Humanity First and the various academic and historical exhibitions left a deep impression on me. It was heartening to see that the community, with its own resources, is serving those in need across the world, regardless of their religion or nationality. Highly qualified people, doctors, engineers, lawyers, and other professionals, were carrying out voluntary service with remarkable humility, and that had a lasting impression on me. Television reporter Eric Portilla from Brazil says, "I cannot help but say that I was left astonished at the sheer scale and breadth of this event, particularly the size of the langarkhana and all the areas where food is prepared. They were modern, spacious, organized, and immaculately clean. To witness the dedication, refinement, and commitment of every volunteer is a truly beautiful experience that fills my heart with peace and joy. Professor Yusuf Morales came from the Philippines with his wife, Professor Shirma Morales. He has accepted Islam after previously being a Christian and also served as chairman of the National Commission of Muslim Filipinos. He is not yet an Ahmadi," he said. "Although the official attendance was stated to be around 50,000, when I saw the vastness of the Jalsa and the scale of the arrangements, I felt that this gathering was far larger than that. I was especially astonished by the efforts of the thousands of volunteers who give their time and service to establish an entire temporary city, where accommodation, food, transport, cleanliness, and other facilities are provided for tens of thousands of people. Despite being financially well off, the volunteers render service in simple and physically demanding roles with great humility. These are the very qualities that can build a peaceful and harmonious society. I saw young children serving water. Similarly, there were two boys, perhaps 14 or 15 years old, on food duty. The responsibility with which they were running about and serving food to 300 people was astonishing. After coming here, I also learned that Sir Muhammad Zafrullah Khan Sahib was an Ahmadi. I also came to know more about the achievements of Dr. Abdulsalam Sahib. Likewise, the addresses of the Imam of the community greatly impressed me. In a short span of time, he covered many subjects and presented each topic in a detailed yet simple and easily understandable manner. A guest from El Salvador, Saul Ligado, who is a representative of El Salvador in the Central American Parliament, also attended. He said, "This was my first Jalsa Salana UK, and it gave me the opportunity to see the Ahmadiyya Muslim community up close. The most important thing I learned was how we ought to live our daily lives. The central message was that just as a branch, once separated from the tree, dries up, because the tree was the source of its life, in the same way, if we become distant from Allah the Almighty, it results in our spiritual death. What the Khalifa, the Imam of the community, said about tending to seek God only when we are in difficulty was absolutely true. Similarly, the guidance he gave regarding the relationship between husband and wife was such that if we act upon it and practice lowering our gaze, many marital issues can be avoided. Thus, if non-Ahmadis can understand this message, Ahmadis must strive to understand it even more. He further said, I was deeply impressed by the extraordinary arrangements. My meeting with the Imam of the community was very brief, and I wished I could have had more time. Yet even in that short time, he noticed everything and spoke with me. After the meeting, I became convinced that the Khalifa of the time possesses deep knowledge about his community, its standing in various places. He had a profound interest in all these matters. A new convert from Belize, Mozi Kuryanyo Sahiba, said, we belong to a very small country. The population of our town is only 50,000. Quarrels break out even if just 100 people gather together. But there was an extraordinary sense of peace throughout the Jalsa, and people were meeting one another in a beautiful manner. It is not possible for me to express my emotions in words. I now feel joy in calling myself an Ahmadi Muslim. My husband was granted the opportunity to attend the Jalsa Sinana last year, and at that time, the Khalifa of the time told him to convey the message of Ahmadiyyat to his wife as well. By the grace of Allah, today I say with complete certainty and pride that I am an Ahmadi Muslim. Solin Penkov from Bulgaria, who is the Secretary General of the Ministry of Labour and Social Policy, said, I have attended Jalsa Sinanas in various cities of Germany several times. But the experience of the Jalsa Sinana UK was unique and unparalleled in its scope, organization, and high standard. What impressed me was the extraordinary expanse of the Jalsa site and the temporary city established there. All the basic facilities had been provided in an excellent manner, and more than 50,000 people were gathered there. The speeches delivered at Jalsa were very informative, scholarly, and of a high standard. The speakers presented religious and scientific subjects in an excellent manner, increasing the knowledge and understanding of the audience. The various exhibitions impressed me immensely. They had been arranged in a highly professional manner, in keeping with modern standards. There were also educational programs and exhibitions for children. These are the things that are beneficial for the training of the next generation. Amdu Ba Sahib from Senegal, who belongs to the Tijaniya faith and is a religious leader in his area, said, the excellent organization and arrangements of the Jalsa have deeply impressed me. The manner in which this Jalsa was held, the excellent security arrangements, the high morals of the attendees, their wisdom, good conduct, and especially the noble character of the members of the Ahmadiyya community have left a profound impression upon my heart. Previously, I had only heard about the Ahmadiyya community, but today, seeing with my own eyes a community that is so organized, so sincere, and so fully obedient to the guidance of his Khalifa has brought me immense happiness. I already knew that you do a great deal of service for humanity through donations, water wells, mosques, hospitals, relief work, and other welfare projects. But today, after seeing your efforts for human values and human progress, your wisdom, your promotion of basic education, and your educational institutions, especially through exhibitions, I have been even more deeply impressed. I sincerely pay tribute to you from the depth of my heart. He also said that his meeting with the Imam of the community gave him a great opportunity to understand the Jamaat. Similarly, from Senegal, Mouman Kaba Jigate Sahib, a member of parliament, said, I saw with my own eyes that service to the public, dignity, courage, and resolve are among your prominent qualities. Beyond words, I saw Islam expressed through service. I saw hands that give, hearts that forgive, and doors that are always open for others. Professor Dr. Khalil Ibrahimi Sahib from Kosovo is a distinguished academic, researcher, and university professor, and is held in great respect in Kosovo for his scholarly work and research. He said, the practical image of discipline, cooperation, and sacrifice that I witnessed in every department was truly enviable. Alongside this, the love, sincerity, respect, and generous hospitality I received from every person made this experience unforgettable for me. During these days, I had the opportunity to listen to various speeches, especially the address of the Imam of the community. I also had a meeting with him. What impressed me the most was the continuous and extraordinary emphasis upon peace, interfaith harmony, human equality, mutual respect, and the concept of taking every member of society along together. In our time, when religious misunderstandings, extremism, and intolerance have become serious challenges in many parts of the world, these messages felt extremely timely, hope-inspiring, and capable of providing guidance for humanity. Juan Antonio Reyes, the mayor of Pedrobad from Spain, says, the Jalsa Salana gave us the opportunity to witness that this gathering is not merely a celebration of ideology, but an extraordinary demonstration of coexistence among people from different countries, cultures, and walks of life, united by the shared values of peace, respect, and brotherhood. Through the various exhibitions and informational programs, I also came to learn about the services rendered by the Ahmadiyya Muslim community across different fields. Two guest lawyers from Australia, Caroline Sahiba and Hannah Sahiba, attended the Jalsa. They said, we consider it our good fortune to have attended the Jalsa Salana. The arrangements left us astonished. There was an atmosphere of peace everywhere. I looked around both inside and outside the Jalsa venue, and there was no quarreling or noise. People this peaceful and calm simply do not exist anywhere in the world. Everyone was ready to help one another. It was a joy seeing children giving water to people. And I attended the human rights meeting. The community's commitment to spreading peace throughout the world and upholding the rights not only of Ahmadis but of every oppressed person and raising its voice for all those who are wronged is something remarkable, and I was deeply moved by it. Indeed, she was so moved that she took a promise from a missionary that he would bring her back again next year. Gaida Gaines, a journalist from Bolivia, attended the Jalsa. He says, attending the Jalsa Salana of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community was a magnificent experience for me. I was greatly moved by the speeches, and particularly by the address of the head of the community. It was a gathering that will remain imprinted on our lives forever and will show us the path of drawing closer to our Lord and attaining His mercy. May Allah grant that they too come to the message of Islam. He says, I personally had the opportunity to see for myself that the propaganda that has been spread for years, that Muslim women are oppressed and live under duress, is an outright lie. On the contrary, I was deeply impressed by the honor, protection, and importance accorded to women in Islam. Oni Joshri Sahib from Kosovo, who is the chief of the cabinet of Baldianijan, says, I had the opportunity to hear the address of the leader of the community. And before the Jalsa began, he had counseled the volunteers to regard the service of guests as a great responsibility and to carry out with love, humility, sincerity, and the finest conduct. This was on the Thursday evening. At the time, I found this counsel admirable, but I had no idea that the very next day, I would witness its practical embodiment before my own eyes. I suddenly fell ill. I began feeling dizzy, and I felt unwell and began vomiting. The first aid team immediately attended to me, and six doctors gathered around me. It felt as though I were in my own home. In that moment, I realized that the directives of the Khalifa were not merely words. They were a living part of every volunteer's daily life. Hiroyuki Imamoto Sahib from Japan says, It was a truly memorable journey for us. We found the atmosphere of the Jalsa to be filled with love and spirituality. The spirit of the serving workers, the manner in which the children went about giving water, the bond of the community with Khilafat, and the longing to see you, i.e. the Khalifa, it was a truly powerful experience. Another guest, who is originally from Lebanon and a resident of Belgium, says, Since I work in the diplomatic corps, I travel to various places around the world where major meetings are held, whether it is in Qatar, Brussels, or other larger places, but nowhere have I seen a program as elevated and as well organized as this Jalsa, where more than 50,000 people are present and not a single person is jostling another, not a harsh word is spoken. Everyone is meeting each other with dignity, respect, and love. I have seen here, in practice, the Islamic teaching of brotherhood. Likewise, at this Jalsa, I witnessed a practical manifestation of the Quranic teaching of La Ikraha Fiddin. People of other faiths are here living among us, being treated with full courtesy and respect, and moving about freely and happily. Sergio Rubin from Argentina also attended. He is the chief editor for religious affairs at Clarín, one of the country's most important national newspapers. He says, Before coming, when I informed my newspaper of my intention to attend the Jalsa, many of my colleagues advised me to reconsider my decision, owing to the general prejudices against Islam that are prevalent. In any case, when I observed the atmosphere of the Jalsa firsthand, it became clear to me that the finest proof that Islam is a religion of peace is your community itself and the peaceful atmosphere of your Jalsa. Despite such a vast and large gathering, there was an atmosphere of peace and tranquility everywhere.
پرامن مذہب ہونے کا بہترین ثبوت آپ کی جماعت خود ہے
On the final day of the Jalsa, he broadcast a live transmission of the proceedings on the television channel called TN, so that the viewers might also see this atmosphere. He emphasized that Islam is a religion of peace, and he presented the community as a living testimony of this. He himself is a Catholic. He further says, I very much appreciated the Khalifa's inaugural address at the Jalsa, in which he spoke of righteousness, the essence of every religion. As a Christian, this gave me a tremendous opportunity to expand my knowledge and understanding in this regard. Svetlana Markevichne from Lithuania says, at the Jalsa Salana, I had the opportunity to live among Muslims and observe their ways and customs in close proximity, and I learned a great deal that was new to me. Hearing the leader of the community address to the women cleared up many of my misconceptions about the place of women in Islam. It was a joy to learn that Islam teaches women's dignity, protection, and their fundamental rights. The address was thoroughly balanced, well-reasoned, and deeply moving, and gave me the opportunity to think about Islam in a more positive light. Julia Pratesi, a United Nations human rights consultant from Switzerland, says, it was a unique experience for me, and by attending the gathering, I had the opportunity to closely observe and understand a religious community about which my knowledge had previously been limited. The hospitality, warmth, and helpfulness of the volunteers and participants made a very strong impression on me. Everyone met me with a cheerful and open manner and answered my questions and was always ready to respond to whatever I asked, and this gave me a much better opportunity to understand the history, traditions, and core values of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. She also praised the various exhibitions, saying they were very engaging and that they presented the history, humanitarian service projects, and the community's contributions across different fields in a compelling and effective manner. The exhibition on the role of women was particularly informative for me, as it gave me the opportunity to understand the subject from the community's own perspective. Professor Frederica Sona Sahiba from Turin, Italy, says, at the Jalsa Salana, I witnessed a beautiful harmony of wisdom and spirituality. From a rational perspective, what struck me most was the remarkable efficiency and grace with which the entire event was organized and conducted. Everything appeared to function so naturally and seamlessly, like a natural flow of the wind. From the youngest volunteer assigned to serve water to the senior-most workers, everyone shared the same quality of sincerity, hospitality, courtesy, and a warm smile. Speaking from an emotional perspective, I felt as though I was being welcomed into one large international family. Every guest was received with genuine joy and treated with care and affection. She further relates, I met many women, men, children who greeted me with smiles, helped me find my way, and shared accounts of their lives, some painful, some joyful, and others inspiring and enlightening. Referring in particular to the spiritual and subtle aspects of her experience, she says, I was deeply impressed by accounts shared by some members of the community regarding experiences such as the future events through clear dreams. She concludes by saying, this Jamaat is one large and united family that transcends geographical boundaries. Janab Aydin Sahib, a scholar of sociology of religion based in Rome, says, "The first thing that captures one's attention is the gathering of so many different nationalities, languages, and cultures in one place. The ceremony in which the flags of the various countries are flown alongside the flag of the Jamaat beautifully illustrates this international unity, i.e. a small world, as it were, where diverse people live together without losing their individual identities." He further says, "As a student of sociology of religion, the Jalsa gave me the opportunity to observe how a religious community can successfully uphold both local identities and a shared global unity." He also expressed high appreciation for the hospitality extended to the guests and warmly commended the dedication of the volunteers. Reverend Toniso Sahib of the Stony Nakoda First Nation, Canada, says, "Witnessing such a large gathering was a fascinating experience for him. Excellent arrangements has been made, and every individual was striving to contribute to the best of his or her ability to ensure the smooth running of the event." He further adds, "Organizing an event of this scale is by no means an easy task, and I was deeply impressed by the spirit of dedication with which all the work was being carried out." Professor Medin Bozan from Turkey, a non-Ahmadi guest, and is a professor and head of the Department of the History of Islamic Religions at Dijle University. Under his supervision, students have also completed academic theses on the Ahmadiyya community. He says, "Every aspect of the Jalsa's organization and every activity was carried out with exemplary discipline." He further states, "Our principled position is that anyone who professes belief in Allah, His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the hereafter, and fulfills the essential requirements of faith and Islam, is a Muslim. We therefore do not consider it permissible to declare such a person to be a disbeliever. Accordingly, in our view, Ahmadis are also Muslims. Only if the ulama, i.e. religious scholars of Pakistan, would come to understand this as well." He further remarked, "I greatly appreciate the community's efforts to promote international peace and security." He also observed that on every occasion, separate arrangements had been made for men and women, leading him to conclude that the Jamaat places particular emphasis on observing the Islamic conjunctions regarding the parda, i.e. the veil. Thierry Valle Sahib from France, President of the Coordination of Associations and Individuals for Freedom of Conscience, says, "The arrangements were flawless. The atmosphere was peaceful, and a profound sense of tranquility prevailed. The concluding address of the head of the Ahmadiyya community was truly inspiring and a great beacon of guidance. It reminded us of the high moral standards that every individual should strive to uphold, and of the peaceful world that all people should work together to build." He further expressed, "I express my heartfelt gratitude as this visit enabled me to witness firsthand the practical manifestation of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community's message of peace, love, and brotherhood. Seeing people from more than 100 countries gathered together like a beautiful bouquet allowed me to experience its fragrance for myself." A journalist from Belgium says, "I have attended the Jalsa before. However, this year I was particularly impressed by the address delivered by the head of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community to the Lajna gathering, in which his address, he encouraged women not only to acquire religious knowledge, but also to pursue secular education and to strive for excellence in every field of life. Professor Minisaki Hiroko Saiba from Japan, who has researched on the Ahmadiyya Muslim community and authored a book on this, also shared her impressions. As part of her research, she visited Rabwa, Qadian, and several other places and has developed a profound understanding of the community. She relates, I met a young German man at the Jalsa who had taken bath earlier that very day. When I asked what had inspired him to join the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, he replied that it was the atmosphere of the Jalsa and the spirit of brotherhood and mutual love among Ahmadis that had drawn him to accept Ahmadiyyat. She also highly praised the work of the volunteers. Archie Saib, an Indonesian who lives in Greece with his Greek wife, a non-Ahmadi convert to Islam, says, when I received the invitation to attend the Jalsa, I regarded it as a spiritual journey that would bring me closer to Allah the Almighty. With this hope, I traveled from Greece to attend the convention. The addresses of the Khalifa of the time left a profound impression upon me, and that I was equally moved by the selfless spirit of service displayed by the volunteers. Normundus Saib from Latvia, who holds a master's degree in political science. His academic dissertation focused on the persecution and injustices faced by Ahmadis in Pakistan. He attended the Jalsa and says, during the course of the convention, I found answers to all of the questions I had regarding Islam Ahmadiyyat. Then there was a lady among the delegation from Greece. She says, it was a wonderful experience. Every one of the volunteers was extremely friendly and helpful towards the guests. The exhibitions were excellent, particularly the Review of Religions exhibition on the history of Islam. I wished I could have spent many hours there. I was also told about the archaeological exhibits. After mentioning this praise, she mentioned one point which she did not like. She said, there is one thing that I did not like, that some women were not properly observing the Islamic dress code, i.e. the parda, and some men were also showing weakness in lowering their gaze. This was despite the fact that I had particularly drawn attention to this matter. Therefore, we should reflect upon this and use such negative comments for our own reformation. Thus, those who have been careless should remember that non-Ahmadis observe us very closely, and we should never give them an opportunity that might tarnish the true image of Islam. In fact, during the Jalsa addresses, I also read a quotation of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in which he said that we should not give others the opportunity to point a finger at us. From Poland, there was a professor, Wojciech Lementowicz. The names are somewhat difficult, In any case, he is a professor of human rights and has also served as a university chancellor. He teaches law. He says, I was deeply impressed by the arrangements, and as for my meeting with the Imam of the community, I do not have the words to express my sentiments and emotions. He further says that after speaking with him, he was greatly impressed. He then says, what I have learnt here, I will now convey to my students so that they may come to understand the true meaning of the teachings of Islam. I selected a few incidents, and from among them, I have only narrated a few. As I mentioned, during these days, the press and media, as well as the UK press, provided extensive coverage. The Times, which is one of Britain's leading newspapers, gave prominent news coverage. There was also coverage by other sections of the press. The media coverage included 16 print articles with a readership of 10 million. There were 35 radio programs, which is an increase of 10 compared to last year. There were 6 television programs with an estimated audience of 7.2 million. On social media, there were 530,000 views. And the UK section also has a report in which the figures reach into the tens of millions. Altogether, through the press and media, the coverage reached 52.8 million people. Around 12 different newspapers and television channels covered the Jalsa, including well-known national television channels and newspapers. Among the journalists' impressions, one lady journalist said after witnessing the bed ceremony on the final day that I am deeply moved, my eyes filled with tears. This is a scene that I have never witnessed anywhere in the world, and I do not think that anyone else in the world could ever organize such an event or provide such an experience. It was a breathtaking sight, and I was completely captivated by it. There were many similar impressions from others as well. MTA Africa is also carrying out tremendous work. 20 journalists participated here, and they sent 157 reports. Their report reached more than 63 million households with news of the Jalsa. Throughout Africa, news and addresses from Jalsa Salana were broadcast live on more than 18 channels, and the estimated reach of these broadcasts exceeded 35 million people. Sentiments of non-Ahmadi viewers in Africa were as follows. Pastor George from the village of Tentafor in Sierra Leone says, by profession, I am a teacher, and I live in the village of Tentafor in Sierra Leone. I am not an Ahmadi Muslim. During all 3 days of the Jalsa Salana UK, the thing that impressed me the most was the profound love that Ahmadi Muslims have for Khilafat and the way they express peace, love, loyalty and respect for the whole of mankind, regardless of whichever country they belong to. He says, I was supposed to go to church on Sunday. But instead, I decided to go to the mosque to watch the international bed ceremony. What I witnessed there was completely different from what I had imagined. I now understand why the Ahmadiyya Muslim community is spreading so rapidly throughout the world. Likewise, there are many other pastors and educated people who have sent their impressions. May Allah the Almighty guide these people and incline them towards Ahmadiyyat, the true Islam, just as he ensures the blessed effects of the Jalsa Salana to remain established upon all members of the community.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu, nasta'inuhu, wa nastaghfiruh, wa nu'minu bihi, wa natawakkalu alayh, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina, wa min sayyi'ati a'malina, man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلُ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ وَنَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَنَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ رَحِمَكُمُ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.